Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. Welcome back to the Remedy Suite podcast. I'm your host, Victoria, and in today's episode, we're getting real about the misconceptions we hold in midlife. If you want to feel good in your body, if you want to be the healthiest version of yourself, if you want to age powerfully and have your best years ahead of you, then this episode is for you. Because today, I'm pulling back the curtain to unravel the myths that cloud our perception and ultimately hold us back. And I believe at least one of these myths, but probably nearer all of them, touches each and every one of us. And unless we're aware that they're just that, myths, skewed beliefs that we hold, then they'll continue to affect our decisions. They'll continue to navigate our path, and they will keep us stuck. Stuck from aging powerfully and stuck from living our best life. And I want to share with you today how to get out of the crazy cycle. And the truth be told, it's easy to be swept up by these misconceptions because they're drummed into us from all angles. But here's the thing, we can't let these beliefs distract us from feeling our absolute best. At the same time, it's important not to get stuck in our old ways just because they're familiar. It's all about being flexible enough to adapt. So I've unpacked these misconceptions and I've got the strategies that can totally change your perspective on how you view yourself, your age, your future, how you feel, and how you're going to live your life. And these misunderstandings, so let's call them that, they're misunderstandings. They significantly shape our perception. They significantly influence our behavior and they significantly impact our overall wellness. So I'm going to dive into what these myths are, these beliefs that we hold that we can eradicate and move forward. So myth number one. My best days are behind me. If you've ever found yourself saying something like, my best days are behind me, you're not alone. And this myth couldn't be further from the truth. Midlife is not the end, but a new beginning. It's an opportunity to step into your best life. But think about the times when you've experienced those aches and pains, you're feeling exhausted, you're finding things harder, you think you can't or shouldn't do certain things, maybe activities, wear certain clothes, go to certain places. And those thoughts around it, that you're too old for that, or it's hurting, or I feel more exhausted because I'm getting older. Whatever the narrative is we use, it comes down to the belief that our best days are behind us. And we don't realize that that narrative is holding us back. It's keeping us exactly where we are. For so much of your adult life, you might not have played the role of yourself. And what I mean by that is you've played lots and lots of different roles. The role of being a mother, a wife, a caregiver, a business owner, an employee, whatever those roles are for you. And you may have found that there wasn't really a role that was you. And those roles are all amazing, but we know they don't leave a lot of time, if any, for you. But now there is opportunity for you. This second half is where you can step into being you. Moving on to myth number two, your body's best days are behind you. Changes in our body as we age are undeniable and often one of the most visible signs of entering midlife. We feel old. We physically can feel old. And these changes aren't just physical. They are in terms of variations in metabolism, weight gain, shifts in weight distribution. We tend to hold our weight more around our midsection and we get that visceral fat, skin issues, aches and pains. And then there's also internal changes that are hormonal fluctuations, and they impact so many things from the quality of our sleep to our mood. And the strategies that we used to rely on to maybe deal with some of those symptoms that we experienced when we were younger, maybe like unwanted weight gain, getting in shape, just feeling better, having more energy. Those things, those strategies that we used to do, they just don't work anymore. Perhaps a diet that once seemed to work wonders now barely makes a dent, or maybe an exercise routine that used to leave you energized now leaves you feeling drained, exhausted, and it's even put you off from doing it again because you are just hurting. Your body hurts. You just feel tired. And it's not just about appearance or fitness levels. These changes have influence. They influence our energy. They influence our mood and our self-perception. And while our body changes and the old ways aren't working, what we need to remind ourselves is and let go of the belief that it's a sign of defeat. Instead, it's a nudge to shift our approach and embrace new strategies for staying healthy. See it as a new challenge in life, a bit of a wake-up call. What worked before doesn't work now, and that's okay. It's a part of moving through midlife, but we're not beaten. It's just about being open to doing the things that are effective for us now. And they are different. They are. And they're unfamiliar. And it requires change. And it's this time, this stage in our life isn't about struggling against change. It's about adapting and finding new methods that suit who we are today. By accepting these changes and being willing to adjust, we're not just getting by, we're finding new ways to thrive and make the most of this stage of our lives. For me in midlife, my body is better than it's ever been. When I was in my 20s, in my 30s, this really isn't about making the best of what we think our body can do right now. It's an opportunity where you can rock the best body you've ever had and feel the best you've ever felt. And I'd say that midlife prompted me into action because it was all those unwanted changes. It was the weight gain, the bloating for no apparent reason, the feeling exhausted and just not feeling myself. That's what drove me to make the changes, to discover what those changes were that I needed. Whereas so often when we're younger, we can take our body for granted. We even abuse it with the food we eat, the lifestyle we lead, and we take it for granted until our body starts screaming and shouting at us and we start experiencing all these unwanted symptoms that affect the quality of our life, and we have to take notice. We have to then take action if we want to get through it and thrive. The third myth that I want to address today is it's too late to start something new. How many times have we had this thought? Midlife, though, is the perfect time to embrace new health habits, especially in your diet, in your exercise routine, whether it's picking up weights for the first time, whether it's changing your eating patterns, these new habits can significantly enhance the quality of your life. There's evidence that it's never too late to make changes that can make you feel better, look better, and live more fully. Specific workouts and foods can lead to huge improvements in your health and well-being, really making midlife a time to renew and grow, where you can get your body working for you, get into shape and feel great in it. It's also a period where you can focus on you, like I talked about earlier. Some areas of your life may have changed, like maybe you've got children who are at an age where they're less dependent or they've left home. And if you're feeling any kind of void in this period of your life, choosing to fill it with embodying a lifestyle that can see you really thriving in midlife. So focusing on your diet, fitness, well-being, diving into these new areas, these new ways, these new habits, practices, and becoming a woman who doesn't let midlife defeat her, but chooses to step into her best body, chooses to step into her best life. But I know too that it can be the busiest, most stressful time in your life and feel like there just isn't the time to make the changes that you know you need. And when it feels like this, it's about reminding ourselves that unless we make the changes needed, unless we make it a non-negotiable, then we're just not going to have the energy, the drive, the motivation, the health, the physical ability to deal with the stress, to deal with being so busy. Those issues will hold us back and make us feel even more overwhelmed because we'll be behind with things. Maybe where we're just too tired or we're feeling so out of sorts. Maybe where we're just not functioning at our best and so we're having to redo things, go over the same thing again, or we've lost time because we've just had such broken sleep and we just feel too tired that we just can't face it. And the to-do list gets longer and longer. Work is a struggle. Dealing with things at home is a struggle. Dealing with relationships is a struggle. But the point is ultimately, the stress and having too much on our plate will only increase if we haven't got the physical or mental capacity, the bandwidth to not just withstand what's going on in our life, but thrive through it and really accomplish. When you feel better, you show up better in all areas of your life. Extensive research has demonstrated that making lifestyle changes in midlife can not only counteract some effects of past unhealthy behaviors, so potentially reversing damage from previous unhealthy behaviors from years of maybe abusing your body with food, not exercising, whatever it is, and potentially reversing the damage that was caused, but also significantly enhancing your health and fitness during midlife. A profound effect, whether you've never exercised before and you just start now for the first time. So the research is clear. Physically, it's never too late. All right, let's tackle those myths head on and I'll walk you through exactly what we do in my 8-week reset program. First up, we change your story. We flip the script on that best days are behind me myth. In reset, it's all about seeing the incredible value that you bring right now. We celebrate your wins and the unique strengths that you've got. It's not just talk. It really is about recognizing and building on the solid ground that you stand on today. This mindset shift alone is so empowering. And until you go into this, until you dive into this, you don't realize the extent of how you can hold yourself back in life, how you've been holding yourself back, how you've been staying stuck, how things have felt hard, how changes felt hard, and you've felt so much resistance. And it is because of these blocks, and the requirement for these mental shifts are just a shift in perspective. Then we find what fits now. Your body's changed, and what worked before doesn't cut it anymore. We know this. And in Reset, we tailor your fitness, your nutrition, and your well-being specifically for you. You are unique. It's not about pushing into one size fits all. It's about crafting what gets you moving, what gets you feeling good and actually enjoying it, that you want to do it. But more is not only individualized, but it's nutrition, it's fitness, it's lifestyle specifically for the physical and mental challenges of midlife. When you're in your 40s, your 50s or beyond. This isn't about a diet that someone any age can follow and you just hope for the best. This is unique for women 40 and over. For your specific needs, which are completely different to when you were in your 20s or 30s. And it's about making yourself the priority. This one's crucial. Reset is built on the foundation of putting yourself first, not in a selfish way, but in a, if I'm not at my best, I can't give my best way. We weave best care into the very essence of your daily life, showing you how to recharge and refuel so you're ready to tackle anything, so that your body can cope with the changes that are going on in a way that is nourishing, that is flourishing. These are just a few of the mindset shifts that we make in Reset, because mindset is the cornerstone to all of this. You can follow a nutrition plan, you can follow a fitness plan, but if your mindset isn't in the right place, then you'll experience resistance. Things will feel hard. Your body is trying to do one thing and your head is doing another. So it is fundamental to make the right mindset shifts and know exactly how to do that. It's easy and all well and good to say, we need to make mindset shifts. But how do you actually do that when you've had years of certain beliefs? And that's what I show you in Reset. It's how you make those mindset shifts. It's behavioral change. That really is how you create the solid foundation that everything else will build upon. Now, wrapping this up, let's get it really clear. Midlife isn't a downhill slide. It's a time brimming with opportunity, brimming with growth, and yes, challenges, but with the right approach, like the one I've built into my Reset program. Those challenges turn into stepping stones towards feeling and being your best. So thank you. Thank you for listening today, and here's to stepping into a midlife that's not just about getting by, but thriving. And I know firsthand, I know that knowing where to start can feel totally overwhelming, which is why I created a starter kit, which gives you the framework for the changes we need to make in midlife, specifically for midlife, in order to look and feel better. Not just better, but better than you've ever felt. It's not too late. And this starter kit is completely free. You can just download it at remedysuite.com/freebie. That's remedysuite.com/freebie and get started with it. And I'm so excited to help you more. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Remedy Suite podcast. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day and always remember you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.